from coast to coast and around the world, this is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.
Welcome to Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Zar. That was an a cappella version of V, originally from DDR, I believe, 6 Mix, or DDR Max. Originally by DJ Taka, although that a cappella version was by a remixer I only know as Kutimu. I don't really know any more details about him than that. I got those remixes, I got a whole set of a cappella DDR remixes from a friend of mine when we were trading, you know, music some time ago. But either way, this next track is a bit more normal, I suppose you could say. You can find this at Dwelling of Duels, that's dod.vgmix.com, I believe? I think it's .com. Could be .net or .org, but I think it's .com. Anyway, I think this is probably just a free month, guessing, because I don't remember there being any Zelda months recently, but some of the, you know, remixes that go on and on, you know, most Zelda remixes tend to go unnoticed by me, because I have so many Zelda remixes, you don't even know. And this one in particular, actually, the amusing thing about this is that this remix is with a song that is so identifiable to people who have heard it that my brother was able to pick it out almost immediately. To me, I'm not familiar with this original song that it's remixing, or, you know, putting together with this. I don't know that song. To me, basically, this song is about Zelda, and it has some interesting chord progressions, but it is not entirely. It's actually kind of a joint project. It's from Legend of Zelda, The Link to the Past, Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, and Guitar Hero 3. This is by Prince of Darkness and Travis Moborg, and this is Knights of Hyrule.
Thank you. will make him survive. The Triforce must return to the light. Use the Ocarina of Time. No one's gonna take Link alive. Our pieces will make him survive. The Triforce must return to the light. Use the Ocarina of
was Knights of Hyrule by Prince of Darkness and Travis Moberg from Zelda Ocarina of Time, Link to the Past, and Guitar Hero 3. I think that remix is a Muse song, I'm not sure. You can find that at Dwelling of Duels, that's dod.vgmix.com, I want to say. And we'll be back for more after these messages.
According to scientists who study this stuff, people blink their eyes 20,000 times a day. So if you're not careful, you could easily miss how fast GEICO Auto Insurance starts working on your claim. Often we can handle details in hours instead of days. And in just 15 minutes, or roughly 210 bats of an eye, GEICO could save you 15%. So call GEICO at 1-800-947-AUTO. You may blink twice when you see the savings. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO Direct. The sensible alternative.
I heard you got a new car, Howie.
Just a car, Terry? It's a classic.
So are you a tennis ball on a string guy or more of a cork and fishing line guy?
You mean do I have something dangling from the ceiling of my garage so I don't run into the wall?
Exactly.
I'm a little more technologically advanced than that, Terry.
Oh.
The ultrasonic parking alert from Radio Shack with signal lights that tell you when to stop. Only $39.99. One of many cool things you don't even know you need, like the digital tire gauge, just $11.99. Radio Shack.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Zark. Our next track is Mumphamosi Remix, and it's one of the, I think, few remixes from this game that's out there, and one of the few that also stood out to me. It's interesting, this game, I can't really say that the soundtrack was bland, exactly, because it wasn't. Each track for each, world was, it fit the world and all of that. It wasn't bad. I have both the soundtracks. It's just mostly, it's competent, but it doesn't really, none of it really stands out immediately to me, with, like, a few exceptions. And this bass track of this, it did kind of stand out to me, but not enough to really make note of it aside from, this is kind of cool, I was playing. But this remix, I think, really reminded me of how cool this theme really was. And it brings back memories of, first playing this game, ages after everybody else had done it with a friend of mine. And, going through this area, that kind of stuff. It's interesting. Series has kind of gone downhill, if you want to ask my opinion about it. But the music is still fairly solid, and I did like this remix. You can find this at ocremix.org. Again, that's ocremix.org. This is by Seth Fire. This is from Kingdom Hearts, and this is Above the Rising Falls. That was Above the Rising Falls from Kingdom Hearts. That was a remix by Sapphire. You can find that at ocremix.org. That's OCREMIX.org. And I don't know, I like the kind of, that's an interesting feel to it. It really brings back to Hollow Bastion is what I pictured of that. And I'm pretty sure that's where that played. But I haven't played Kingdom Hearts in a really long time, so I wouldn't be able to say for sure. But this next track is on from a game that I have not played. But I know a lot of people who have. And, in fact, they're the ones who sent me the soundtrack. And it's interesting because the soundtrack is all over the place. There's a ton of different tracks on it from all different sorts of styles. And it's weird because sometimes it'll just come on my list and I'll be like, what is this, you know? But I never played this. I'm not really one for MMORPGs, to be honest. I get bored easily. But I really like this track. It has an interesting melody to it. It has a nice, it builds and it, you know, it recedes. It just is very kind of mellow and calm. I really love the sound of it. And I don't really know the composer, but I do know what it's from. This is from Ragnarok Online, and this is just called Desert. That was Desert from Ragnarok Online. A friend of mine sent me that. I don't really have an immediate place where I can direct you to download that. But we'll be back for more after these messages.
Hi, down here. It's your mouth. Listen up. Let's get some things straight, okay? A, I'm not a bottle opener, all right? B, wait until the pizza cools down. I'm tired of having the roof peel for 3 days. And for Pete's sake, buy me some Coolmint Listerine. It's proven to kill the germs that can cause gingivitis, which, by the way, 2 out of 3 mouths get before we're 25. So get some, huh? Otherwise, you might find me, your mouth, saying a little something unexpected on your next date, like, "Hi, my name's Mike, and I just love biting my toenails." Capiche?
See your dentist. Use as directed when brushing and flossing aren't enough.
Dude, have you ever heard of High Times magazine?
Sure, dude, it's the best.
Well, High Times is having a radical 25th anniversary party.
No way, can I go?
Maybe. They're having a contest. All you have to do is go to their website, www.hightimes.com, and you can find out how you can win a trip to New York to party with the High Times crew.
Wow, High Times. How can this ad even be on the radio?
Dude, I don't know.
Void or prohibited, which may be practically everywhere, no purchase necessary. However, we feel it would be a splendid idea to buy High Times magazine regardless. Must be 18 years of age or older and a citizen of the planet.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. And our next track, is kind of interesting. It's a bit, it's kind of tangentially related to a video game, I suppose you could say. The, you know, there are a few video games and series and stuff like that that have kind of branched off into, you know, different mediums. A good example of this would be Pokemon. And, for example, you can have the show Pokemon, and then you can have a song, you know, from the anime show, which I would consider to still be video game related, given that the source material was a video game. And that is kind of into the category that this falls. And I actually, thinking about it, I don't think this actually started as a video game. I think it just started as a manga, and then it might have started as a manga, then turned into a show, and then it turned into a video game. Either way, it seems to focus pretty heavily on games, and which qualifies it enough in my book. There's that and the fact that it's absolutely hilarious, and I could not even believe it the first time that I heard this song. It's a friend of mine who was the one who told me about it, and I have probably a passing knowledge at best, probably more than most people would have, even though I've never really seen the show, of Yu-Gi-Oh! And, you know, there are a few characters that I've caught glimpses of or kind of know vaguely. And one of them is Pegasus, and he's flamboyant, I guess is a word for it. And he has this really goofy voice, and I found out of curiosity after I heard that someone checked it out, but he has a really goofy voice in both English and Japanese. And it's really bizarre, but he's pretty hilarious. And I didn't know this until my friend told me this, but he has a song, and, you know, in the grand tradition of many, well, I don't know if they still do it nowadays, but in older anime series, about, you know, along the early 90s, there were a lot of image songs, which were, you know, just songs for a character, and I don't know if I just don't pay attention to anime nowadays, or, you know, they still do that. By the way, each character in an anime usually have a song, and I don't really expect people to have songs anymore, but Pegasus has a song. And this would be funny enough in Japanese, right? And, for example, how funny was, what's his face? Frick, I can't remember his name. It's Gerardudon in, like, the second Pokemon movie. I forget what his English name is. But he had an image song, and it was hilarious. And so it would be funny enough in Japanese. Heck, you know, just the idea of Pegasus having a song in itself is amusing to me. But this song, in particular, exceeded all my expectations, and it did so right from when I heard the title. Actually, I could not really believe that was the title of the song. And it's got this really goofy, sinister feel to it. And the English voice actor has a lot of fun with it. And the lyrics are, like, ridiculous. The whole thing is just incredibly silly. But that's what I'm going to play for you now after that incredibly long preamble. This is from, I'm actually not sure. I'm assuming it was some kind of, you know, Yu-Gi-Oh! Related CD that came out in America at some point. I don't know. But this is by, or sung by, Maximilian Pegasus' voice actor, and it's called Face Up, Face Down.
Welcome all my honored guests to the ultimate duel with the best of the best. At my invitation, you come to compete. for the honor of suffering the final defeat. Kidnapping those closest to you. I'm taking their fools to lay on the line in a winner take all duel for time. Let's play the game. I sure you won't know how. And watch yourselves, my foolish friends. You're all in my glory now.
Face up, face up, face down. Or defend, face up, face down, this battle's to the end. Face up, face down, stay on guard. Face up, face down, play your strongest card.
I know it awaits us all. I built it myself, it's just down the hall. I wish this day had come so fast. You see, I truly wanted your name to last.
Face up, face up, face down. Attack or defend. Face up, face down. This battle's to the end.
I would like to thank you for listening, and please tune in next week for more of the same here in the Kaleidoscope Radio Network.
All your cunning strategies, all the tricks you've tried, look like merely child's play to my
from coast to coast and around the world, this is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.